Hello again and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with RJ. If this is your first time listening, please don't forget to like and subscribe and follow so you know exactly when we release brand new episodes. This episode is going to be talking about a real woman's worth. Now, before any quote-unquote feminists get out there and start saying, I don't need a man to tell me what a woman's worth is, change the channel, get off the podcast, I don't care about you. I'm not trying to please you. I'm speaking my own opinion on what I believe is the value of a woman, or where the value lies. There was this so-called slut walk along years ago, and there were lots of girls out there, lots of females out there walking around and just boasting about, you know, being quote-unquote sluts. They were proud and they said it was empowering, and you know, you can call it whatever you want. I'm telling you, not a single guy or even nobody there went to that place looking for a wife or a girlfriend or anyone they wanted to build a life with. The only thing guys did, or lesbians did, anybody who was interested in women, the only thing they did was go down there looking, one, maybe to see, to make a fool or mock the people who were openly talking about how promiscuous they were, or just looking to see if they can get laid by somebody. I'm telling you, for all you women out there that dress in very skimpy clothes, you have the right to do that. You want to dress seductive and skimpy, you have the absolute right. That is your body. You can dress however you want. But don't expect any man to take you serious. Any good man, I should say. Don't expect any good man to take you serious and treat you as an equal and be proud to introduce you to his mother. Because it's not going to happen. Because you're attracting his attention in a seductive way. You're attracting that person's attention with the wrong tools, the wrong highlights. You know, with my fiance, it wasn't her body that attracted me. It was her mind. It was her brain. It was her personality. It was her smile. It was how loyal she was. It was how honest she was. It was the little timidity that she had as well about being kind of shy to open up. And also the trauma that she had experienced, that to which I could relate to some degree. Those are the things that really caught my attention and kept it. Her body was a bonus, but that's not, you know, the thing that got my attention. I fell in love with her, the real value of her, who she really was. Because I'm telling you, you can go ahead and get all that money and all that success with your body, but in the end, you didn't respect yourself. You let people determine your value is only in your boobs or in your butt. There's tons of women out there dressing super sexy, and you see them on Instagram and all these other social media things, just flaunting their body and flaunting their body. I'm telling you, majority of the time, guys don't even know what you look like because they're too busy focusing on your body. They're not looking at your personality. They're not thinking about how accomplished you are. They're using you for one thing, and that's to reach some type of sexual satisfaction or pleasure. None of them want to take you home to mom. None of them want to marry you. Now, granted, there may be some out there who are doing that with the knowledge that they don't want to get married. All they want is just to keep having fun. Okay. You know, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But nobody wants to be alone on the deathbed. That's just a fact. Nobody wants to be alone on their deathbed. Everybody wants somebody right there with them. So, if you really want to empower yourselves, for all those women out there listening, if you really want to empower yourselves, force a man to pay attention to your brain. Force your romantic interest to get to know you by showing them who you are. Because I'm telling you, like, that is the type of level that rises to true intimacy. You know, if you get out there and talk about, oh, well, you know, I wore these really tight pants or this really tight dress, you know, because I wanted to get his attention. If that's what it takes for you to get the attention of somebody, that person doesn't love you. That person's not going to love you. That person's going to lust you. It shouldn't take your body to get somebody or to keep somebody's attention. Yes, it's a nice bonus, but the first thing they should notice about you are your beautiful eyes, or your beautiful smile, or your witty humor, or how tough you were, how good of a leader you were, how smart you are, how determined you are to reach your goals and achievements, how disciplined you were to focus on your academic goals and stuff like that. You know, because when you take, like, the thing is like when they take you home to mom, mom's going to notice how pretty you are, but that's not going to be the thing that impresses her. Mom is going to be like, okay, tell me about yourself. No woman out there who introduces themselves to the or who gets brought back home to mom is going to say, well, I'm a freak in the bed, or, well, you know, I have 38 double D for my bra, my cup size, or I'm a size 4 my waist. No, nobody's going to do that, because parents aren't asking that question. They don't care about that. They want to know who's about to marry my son. So they're going to want to know your accomplishments, your brain, how smart you are, because essentially it's possible that you're going to be raising their grandchildren. So they want to make sure that an idiot is not going to be raising their grandchildren. So if you really want to be empowered, ladies out there, stop submitting yourselves to being lower than who you really are just to get the attention of somebody who doesn't notice you otherwise. If you can't dress normal and be yourself and be comfortable in your own skin and, you know, and not, excuse me, if you can't do that and still get somebody's attention, don't worry about it. That's not the person you want. Because my fiance has never worn the scampy stuff around me. She's never worn that easy, seductive streetwear. She's never dressed like that around me. She's never dressed like that when I met her. But as soon as I saw her, I noticed her, and she didn't have to do anything sexual or dress seductively for me to get my attention. And I've never loved a woman in my life more than I love her. That is my best friend. That's what real relationships are made of. I know there's a lot of heartbreak out there, and a lot of people are scared to actually fall into a real relationship because they're afraid of getting hurt, because that's all they've ever known. Well, did you get those people's, did you get the attention of those partners by dressing sexual or seductive? Why don't you try something different? Try getting somebody to notice who you really are and how smart you are, the goals that you'd like to achieve in life. What makes you tick? How do you deal with stress? What makes you smile? If you focus on those things and get a guy to focus on those things, you'll find the right kind of person. Because I'm telling you, the right kind of person will focus on you for the right reasons. The wrong kind of person is going to focus on you for one reason, which is the wrong reason. You go out to a club and you dress like, you know, like an easy girl. Like, yeah, I can easily use the word slut. But the fact is, if you dress like that, if you dress like a floozy, where you're advertising pretty much everything that you have underneath your clothes and you're barely wearing any clothes, don't be surprised that some dude just wants to sleep with you. That's it. And like, there are a lot of guys out there, like, they're going to the clubs just so they can sleep with a woman. And when they realize that the woman is not going to let them sleep with them, she's just trying to get free drinks, they're going to move on. They're going to get tired of you. They're not going to take you serious. And then they're going to blackball you. So every time you come in the club, they'll see their buddies and they'll spread the word and hit on you. Hey, don't mess with her. She's not going to do anything. You're not going to get it. She's just going to, you know, just going to drain your wallet. So I just want to remind the women out there listening that your value does not lie in your vagina. Your value doesn't lie in how big your booty is or how big your boobs are, or how full your lips are. That's not where your value is. Your value is in your brain. Your value is in your heart. Your value is in your work ethic. Your value is in your ability to love, your capacity to love. Your value is in your ability and capacity to listen, as well as speak. Your value is in your ability to articulate. And I don't care about people who think that, well, what about me? I'm not educated. You can be. There's enough YouTube videos out there to teach you to read. There's enough YouTube videos out there to teach you how to properly pronounce and enunciate things. There's dictionaries out there. There's so much help out there for anybody who actually wants to learn, assuming you do not have a learning disability. If you have a learning disability that requires special treatment, and I'm not including you in that part of the topic. The fact is that your value is so much more than the flesh that you use to get other people's attention. You should not have to change yourself to attract somebody else. You shouldn't have to pretend to like something that you don't necessarily like just because you want to please somebody else or get their attention. Just because you like somebody doesn't mean that they're good for you. And that's okay. Two people who absolutely love each other may not be good for each other. It just is that way sometimes. And it's sad, but it is what it is. You should never make somebody else happy at the expense of your happiness. If it's making you miserable being fake just so you can have somebody else, you're not happy. And that person cannot truly be happy with you because they're happy with the lie you're living. And that lie is going to eat at you and eat at you and eat at you until you blow up on them. And then they're going to be like, what the heck? What's going on? Why are you acting like this all of a sudden? And it would really suck if you had been faking and lying for so long, you end up having kids, and now you have to go through a nasty divorce or go through a nasty custody hearing, and you lost somebody you really liked because you were investing so much time and effort in the wrong relationship. It's okay. You're good enough. You don't need to be fake. You're good with who you are. If you have flaws, fix them. Work on yourself. Improve. Don't change the good in your character. Don't change your likes and dislikes just to please somebody else. Now, there are times it's important to go ahead and step outside of your comfort zone and just, you know, expand your realm of understanding and what's out there and, you know, venture, learn, grow. That's important to a relationship. But as long as you keep dressing in these really tight clothes and these really revealing and seductive clothes, all you're ever going to get and attract are people who want one thing from you. And they're not going to care about that. Do you think prostitutes really enjoy doing what they're doing? I don't think I've ever met a prostitute who really loved doing what she's doing. They have a bunch of guys who would just pay a minimal amount of money to sleep with her. They don't remember her face. They don't know her name, her birthday. They don't know anything about her other than she's good at what she does. And that's it. None of these dudes would take a bullet for her. None of those guys would go risk their lives to protect her. None of those guys would introduce her to their mother or to their family. None of those guys would go pick her up if they saw her on the street dead. None of them would do that. They'd drive right past because they don't want to be associated with her. None of those guys would post bail when she gets arrested. So do you really want somebody who's only into you because you got a rack on your chest? Do you really want a guy who's attracted to you just because you got a big booty? Or would you rather have a guy who's attracted to you because you know how to make him smile? Don't you want somebody who values you for you? Because, yeah, you might have a banging body. You might have a great looking body. You know how to twerk. You know how to do all these other dances. You know how to be seductive. You know how to make any man come running. But what happens when you get in a car accident and your face is all messed up because the glass just cut you up? This happens. What happens if you're in a fire? What happens if you're jumped and assaulted by a bunch of girls who are jealous of you because of how beautiful you are? That also happens. What happens if you're a victim of that and your face gets all messed up? Guess what? You don't have anything now. Anything that those guys want. Because all you know is that you had a good body and that's what they wanted. You weren't investing any time to find and learn about who you really were and who you really are. Discover who you really are. Discover your value. Invest in yourself. Don't depend on somebody else. Don't go out there to seek to marry a rich guy. If you're out there saying, I'm going to marry a rich man one day, you're one of the fools out there. Because rich men have options. It's rare to find a man who's really down to earth, who's wealthy, who actually is looking for a good woman and wants that good woman and will give you a chance as a good woman. You think they can't see you're a gold digger? They'll see it real early on, and they'll have you as, I mean, you're going to sign that prenup, so you have nothing coming when they die, or if they divorce, you have nothing coming. Then they're not stupid, because this isn't their first rodeo. Additionally, they know you're a gold digger. You're just a trophy. They're going to show you around, take you to all these little spots, have fun with you until something better comes along. And when something better comes along, they're going to throw you to the side and they're going to be with that. You're going to wonder, why isn't he marrying me? Why isn't he marrying me? Well, you'd never made him work for anything. Don't let financial security be your goal with a man. Because it's so much better to go out there and have a man who's not financially stable, but has a heck of a work ethic and will move heaven and earth to build you a home and get you a family and give you a life and provide for you. That is the goal. You have somebody like that, it's way better than a millionaire who ignores you. You think money's going to make you happy? It won't. You're going to get so tired. I mean, you might love Louis Vuitton purses and all these expensive jewelry and all this stuff like that. You might love that now because you don't get it all the time. But when you get it all the time, it's not as special. You're just going to get so tired because that, going shopping and stuff, that's going to be nice for a while until that's the only thing that keeps you company. Then all that stuff is just going to be meaningless. You're going to be miserable. You're going to start drinking more. And then you're going to feel really bad when you get that surprise that he's sleeping with somebody else. You're going to get mad. He's going to toss you out and you have nothing coming. That stuff happens all the time. But it won't happen to you, or it's very less likely to happen to you if you learn your value. If you make a man get to know you and you get to know him, if you're willing to do that, you will see that you will find very good men, or you will find a good relationship with your partner. But if you don't, you have nobody to blame but yourself. I just wanted to share that because it's growing more and more common that there are a lot of women out there who rely on their body to show their value. And those women are lost. They've succumbed to the brainwashing of the world that women are empowered by using their boobs to get what they want. It's not empowering. You're being manipulated. Empowering, let's use Beyonce. To my knowledge, Beyonce has never actually posed nude in a movie, or like she's never actually done any type of pornography where people can see her body. She may have shown like the back and given you a little peek of like her butt crack or something like that for like a cover album or a video or something like that, but you've never actually seen her actual body part. She's never exposed nudity, and she's like, guys are waiting for it. Guys would love that. In fact, if she were to do it, she could negotiate millions of dollars for doing it in a movie if she really wanted to. But she doesn't. She forces people to see who she is as a whole, as well as her ability to dance and sing. That voice allowed her to do acting, and her ability to act. It, like, she acts and you don't see the seductive, sexualized version of herself. Yeah, she does it often in music, but people will watch her perform because she knows how to perform. She's a great singer. It's her voice that makes her that money. Look at her sister. Her sister does, I mean, not to hate on her, but like, just to be honest, her sister's not talented like that. And her sister has a very... she has a very similar figure to her, but nobody's knocking down her door and blowing her up and going, oh my gosh, I love her. Oh, so your body's not going to make you as much money as your talent will. If you have the talent, flaunt it. You don't need to sell. Alicia Keys is another example of that. Alicia Keys doesn't even sit there and dress super seductively or raunchy or sexual. She wants you to focus on her voice. Guess what? She's a megastar. Same thing with Sia. There's so many celebrities out there that have real talent and don't show their bodies or use their bodies to get it. They use their voices or their talents to define who they are as artists. And now you see all these other artists that are coming up who use their butt, use their body, have all these surgical procedures done to enhance parts of their body. And they're a dime a dozen. They get their little 15 minutes of fame and then they just fall into the pool of other stars that do the same thing. Nothing unique. They're not memorable. They have a hit for that time and that time only, and then people forget about it. People don't listen to it anymore. But guess what? People are still listening to all Beyonce songs and all Alicia Keys songs, all Sia songs. They're still listening to these artists that use their voice and their talent to define who they are, because those women knew their real value. So if you take anything from this podcast today, if you take anything from my message, please take this. Ladies, you're priceless, and your value does not depend on what size bra you wear or how big your booty is or how sexual you can be. You are priceless without all that. And if a man is too blind to actually see that, not much of a man. And you don't need him. Don't degrade yourself to get the attention of anybody else. Your body's worth more than any amount of money can buy. So don't sell it. Demand that respect in yourself. But you first have to give yourself that respect before you can demand it from other people. Because your body's going to get old. It's going to get wrinkly. It's going to sag. And if you spend so much time trying to make money off your body, one day you're going to wake up and realize, oh crap, I got to pay my rent and I don't have any skills. For that. Don't fall for the lie that using your body to make money is empowering, because it's not. It's pathetic. And it's degrading to you, because you're worth so much more than that. Just take that, consider it, and please respect yourself. The first gift that God gave man after life was a woman. Women were the first gift that God gave to man. I like my gifts wrapped. Stay modest. Force somebody to know just how special you are by opening your mouth and showing them. They don't need to see your body. That's a bonus. That's not the goal. If it's their goal, kick them to the streets. They don't deserve you. Thank you so much for spending time on Real Talk with RJ. Signing out.